Good evening, Philippines, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, the rest of the world. This is John Michael Angelo, and welcome to the second episode of the JM's Life and Troubles Vlog Series audio podcast. And in the next few minutes, we will tackle on the good and inspiring Bible verse coming from the Gospel of Matthew, which is coming from chapter 13, verses 1 to 9, and this is all about the parable of the sower. This is a very inspiring gospel because we will tackle here the seeds that fell on different places, and we will differentiate on the different kinds of people on those seeds that fell on the different places. But first, let's listen to the gospel reading taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." My dear friends, the gospel of our salvation. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. This was the nicest gospel, or the nice gospel, that I have heard, or the best parable that I've heard in my entire life. The parable of the sower could be differentiated to the kind of people who the farmer sowed the seeds on different places. Let's differentiate those kinds of seeds with the kind of people who are hearing the mass. And this is the best example that our parish priest here in our parish told us a few years ago, and I hope he will tackle it again, and I hope he tackles it again on our parish tonight on our mass. But since I am here at home and I need to heal this sprained foot, which has been healed already, I can give you what I have heard on the previous homilies of our parish priest in our parish several years ago. Let's now differentiate the different kinds of people, because the farmer sow seeds and scattered on four different places. First, along the path. Second, on rocky places. Third, on thorns. And fourth, on good soil. Let's first tackle on the path. Some seeds fell along the path, according to the chapter 14 of this Gospel of Matthew. Some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. This means that there are some people, not all people, are not listening attentively to the Mass, most especially on the Gospel. They are not listening attentively to the Mass, neither on the Word of God, neither on the Gospel, and not reflecting on the Gospel itself. These are the people who are keeping on chit-chatting on those people whom they know and chit-chatting like they were gossiping. So don't be like those gossipers who are not listening attentively to the Mass. These are the people. Those gossipers are those people who are like seeds that fell along the path, and the birds came and ate those kinds of seeds. Second, some seeds fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Now, where could you differentiate it? You can differentiate these people, these seeds which fell on rocky places, on those people who listen to the Mass, but listens to the Word of God, but did not understand the message of the Gospel. Seeds fell on rocky places, meaning there are some bumps that people could not understand the message of the Gospel because they do not have ears to listen attentively. Although they hear the whole message, whole gospel, but they did not understand the message of the gospel. So again, do not be like those gossipers. Do not be like those who do not understand the message of the gospel. And do not be like this third kind of people, which can be differentiated from the seeds that fell on thorns. Based on the chapter, on verse 7 of the chapter 13 of Matthew, of the Gospel of Matthew, other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Well, these are the people that listens attentively to the Mass, listens to the message of the Gospel, but understands only half of the gospel, of the message of the gospel I'm talking about. These are the people that are listening half of the message of the gospel, but their attention is on the other things that are roaming around their life, such as what they would eat tonight, what they would cook for tonight, where they would go after attending mass. So these are the people who are not understanding the message of the gospel fully. They are only understanding the message of the gospel in half. It's half full, half empty. So do not be like those people, like those seeds who fell along the path, along the rocky soil or the rocky places, and the thorns. Let's be like those people who can be differentiated from those seeds fell on good soil where it produced a crop. And based on verse 8 of the chapter 14 of the Gospel of Matthew, other seeds fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. And on the chapter 9, on the verse 9, it says, whoever has ears, let them hear. Let us be like seeds who fell on good soil. These are the people that can be differentiated from the seeds that fell from good soil, are those people who listens attentively to the gospel, who understands the gospel fully, and those people who are listening attentively to the mass. Like Mary, who listened attentively to his son Jesus, as she was the first disciple. So if you are like Mary, act like Mary always. Listen attentively to the mass and be like seeds that fell on good soil. Listening to the message of the gospel fully and understanding it by heart. So, that's our second episode. What a very inspiring episode for today. What we learned from today is that let's be like seeds that fell on good soil. Let's listen attentively to the message of God. Let us listen to the mass attentively. Let us join joyfully in all the activities of the mass. Participate actively in the mass and understand the message of the gospel by heart. So again, I wishing you thank you for listening to our second audio podcast for today. If you missed this episode, don't you worry, because our podcast will be on SoundCloud, Podomatic, and guess what? I am now on iTunes. Yay! Yes, definitely. I am now on iTunes. So, if you want to listen again to the message of this gospel for today, about the parable of the sower, you can download it on iTunes via James Life and Travel Blog Series. Search on iTunes on your iPhone, MacBook, or on your Windows computer. James Life and Travel Blog Series and jmpangelo.official. And you can listen it on SoundCloud and on Podomatic. So, I'm wishing you a great night and hoping that I can give you another inspiring message next week as we give you more inspiring stories, more inspiring gospel messages from the Bible. Again, this is John Michael Angelo, leaving you with a quote, "Whoever has ears, he listens to the gospel, and let them share, and let the people hear the message of the gospel." Good evening, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Philippines, and the rest of the world. Until next podcast.